From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The deadline for Israelis to leave Gaza's 21 settlements has passed. As many as half of the 9,000 settlers have already left, according to Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz. But there are those who remain, defying the midnight deadline to vacate. Israeli military officers warned earlier in the day that troops would start entering the settlements to forcibly remove those who remained. One of those settlements is Neve Dekalim, where protesters clashed today with soldiers throwing stones, eggs, and in one case even acid. At least 50 people were detained. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Neve Dekalim. Mike, what can you tell us what's going on there now?
Well, it's pretty quiet right now, Robert. It's the middle of the night. There are a lot of police and soldiers around. They're moving on foot and in trucks and in small vehicles. I'm a couple of hundred yards inside the entrance gate to Neve Dekalim, outside of a community center, and there's a slow but steady trickle of moving trucks coming into the settlement, and each moving truck has a contingent of soldiers, I'd say a couple of dozen, walking around it to protect it and to get it to those settlers who have indicated that they want to pack up and leave. I think there's still some that didn't get out today that intended to leave, and that might continue throughout the night. There are a lot of police around. There are resisting settlers and some of their supporters that you can see from time to time walking around in groups, and there's been a small demonstration here. There is a burning trash canister in the middle of the road that was put there in order to block the road for the soldiers and the police to get in, but it's ineffective. Mm-hmm. And we've heard that there are some resistors that have taken over a synagogue in Neve Dekalim. I think that by the time the morning comes and the police and the army are ready to remove people forcefully, that I think that might pose a particular problem.
Do you have a sense from what the Israeli authorities are saying that the forcible eviction of settlers might actually begin as soon as the morning?
Yes, there was a lot of questions as to whether they might start in the middle of the night. I think that the answer to that is no, but there's much talk that come daybreak, around 7 o'clock in the morning, that this operation will start. It started early this morning here as well, when the troops and police came to the gate, which had been locked, and essentially dismantled it, cut it apart, and seized control of the entrance. And I think the indications are that this could very well start again quite early.
Now, Neve Dekalim is one of the larger of the Gaza settlements. It's spoken of sometimes as almost a capital of the settlement, the small settlement movement there. But there are other settlements throughout the Strip. Do the Israelis give any sense of which ones are going to be evacuated first?
No. In fact, they've held back that information because they don't want to telegraph it to the resistors so that they might plan their resistance. I think they want to spring it on the settlements and the settlers and their supporters early in the morning. There's a sense, though, that they may approach the hardline settlements like Neve Dekalim and several others first. Before they go after the easier ones. By the way, there's a crew, there's a bus with soldiers surrounding it just passing me by now. It looks like there may be some of those arrested in this bus, and there are a few demonstrators that are accompanying it.
Those would presumably be protesters who went down to Gaza to support the settlers. Mike, one last question. There's a great fear among Israelis that there could be indiscipline among the troops, that some soldiers might refuse orders. Any sense at all of any disorder in the Israeli Defense Forces or the police?
Not in the last couple of days, Robert. I've heard those reports as well, but a great deal of discipline over the last couple of days, and I would expect that to continue.
Okay, thank you. NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from the settlement of Neve Dekalim in Gaza.